I told you one the time when I was sent to kindergarten, right?
No.
I didn't tell you? I was like a troublemaker, Luna. I was always getting in trouble because I was talking to people. And every time it's like, you're getting a conduct cut, boy. And then conduct cut, I'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I'd do the work and then I'm falling asleep and like, ooh, and I'd be so confused and I didn't know what to do. And then
because
I'd talk to
them. That's because you can't let other people control you.
I arrived to the kindergarten class. Welcome to our class. Like, come and join us. We're singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And it's a bunch of little kids. Row, row, row your boat. And I'm like, this is amazing. When I get back to my class. So, Aaron, welcome back. How was it?
And he's like, amazing. Here he is forever.
This is the Aaron Cordovez Show.
Miss Luna. Luna, what are we doing today?
What are the talk bits?
We're doing a pod.
Cast.
With, you have a brand new cast. When did you get it?
Yes, today.
Today. Wow, I've never had a cast. Well, how is it like getting it?
Well, it feels weird. And if you don't have this thingy with it, it really hurts.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's a little thing. Okay. And but like, how do they put it on? Do they make it right there on you, or do they make? How does it? Like, how do you get your hand in there?
Well, they make it on me.
They make it on you.
Yeah.
Is it a big machine or a small machine, or how is it?
They use their hands.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. What?
I've never seen it. Okay, so I'll have to look it up or something because it looks. I don't know. Anyway, so you could like hurt somebody with that thing. Ouch. Okay, so what I wanted to talk today, Luna. It's about something very interesting. Are you ready?
Yes.
It's about being serious.
Serious.
And being unserious or not so serious. So
I hate serious.
I think it's... thank you, Luna. So, okay, can I tell you, there was a person, okay? And they tried to do a business, Luna. And you want to do a note over there? What are you writing?
Rainbow.
A rainbow? So we just talk about rainbows instead of when you're ready?
No, I'm ready.
I kind of like it when you look over here in the podcast. You know what I mean? Like we're talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't care if we don't, but I just... If we're doing the podcast, think like you could listen. Otherwise, we could draw.
Okay,
we could do a drawing one. No? Okay, could you look over here? Or no?
Yeah, I'm looking.
For how long are you going to look? Okay. Anyway, so they started this business and they got into all these big stores. And then later on, someone said like, how did you do that? And all the people that have been in doing business for 10 or 20 years said like, how did you do that? It took me 20 years to get there. It took me 10 years to get there. It's so hard. It's so difficult. And they said, oh, I just didn't know it was supposed to be hard. So they never were told it was supposed to be hard and not and be so difficult. So they didn't have that idea and they weren't serious about it. And then they just got it done. Does that make sense, Luna?
Yeah.
Yeah, or not really?
Wait, who said I didn't know it was supposed to be that difficult?
The person who got into all the stores. And they had this big business and everything did very well. And they made a bunch of money. And they did it way faster than is normal. They just went faster and they did better than everybody else and got into all these stores and did this huge business that was supposed to take maybe 10 years. And they said, oh, I didn't know it was supposed to be hard.
It's not
really
supposed to be hard.
Well, but that's the thing. When you go, Luna, when you go into business...
If you believe it's going to be hard, it's going to be hard. If you don't believe that it's going to be hard, it's not going to be hard.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. And that's... You know, it's funny. We went to the park yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and that's when I broke my arm.
That's when you broke your wrist, right?
But I got the casting today.
Yeah. So we were doing a run with Sam. I was doing a run with him. And it's funny because when he started, he said, this is going to be really hard. And then we were running, and he was like, this is so hard, I have to quit and this. And then he went really kind of slower, and I was like, okay, well, you want to, you know. And we finished, and he's like, that was the hardest thing ever. And then we checked, and then he checked the time, and he's like, uh-oh. We ran it in 37 minutes, which was very slow, because last time we did it, and he didn't know it was supposed to be hard, and it took him 27 minutes. So much faster.
Yeah, some people.
Luna, I feel like I'm talking to myself. I'm going to do my podcast by myself. No, I'm serious. We're going to do done with post-it notes. I don't want those post-it notes here. No. You're not paying attention. It's like me when I talk to you and I'm on my phone. Do you like it?
No,
I don't like it either.
Okay,
so I can do a podcast. Listen, welcome to the
Aaron Cordova
Show.
No.
No, but I'm really serious. You can put them over there. Okay. Put the pencil away. Because I don't like it. And okay, good. Thank you. So, Luna, how hard is it to do a run?
Really easy.
Really easy? Good. And you know, you did a really a good run with me the other day. The turkey trot. Okay. When is a time someone told you that things should be very serious?
Never.
Never? In your whole life? I don't believe it. Someone told you this is really serious. You should really, really pay attention. You need to do your work really hard. When? Yeah, tell me.
I forgot when, but I was very little. Well, this one was rainbow.
Oh, it's a rainbow one. Nice frother. So you were very little, and what was it about? The very serious talk.
Very serious. Well, it wasn't about a talk. I think I was doing something, and I had to be serious about it, but I didn't really have to be serious about it.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
Okay.
I just remember the person telling me.
What about in school? Like someone says, you really need to pay attention to this, because if you don't know this, you are going to fail. You never got told that?
No.
You never, really? Wow, you have a different school than I went to. Also, that all the time, like, if you don't know this, you're going to be broke and you're going to have no money if you don't learn this and you're going to never go to college. And, like, you know, people would tell you these things, how serious learning is. That's what happens to me.
No, that never happens at school.
Really?
No.
Okay, well, so then maybe that's why you're, like, so, you know, happy. And I wasn't when I was your age.
You weren't so happy?
No.
You were serious.
No. I was like, so serious.
You're the serious
I remember I was like
one.
This. I was always very serious. I just was.
Really?
That was how you're supposed to do. You know? That's how you're supposed
how
to do.
How are you going to do this? You have to be serious about it. Is that what you did?
Yeah, I was like, that was it, the idea, you know, and you really need to make it happen and this and like, be careful because if you know, I don't know, if you don't go to college, like, you're going to be just a disaster. And you know what? I don't know.
That's not true because I don't even want to go to college.
Yeah, I didn't go to college.
I don't want to.
Yeah, good. Cool. Is that? But you know, some people will be like, how could that be? And like, make it very serious. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why would they do that, though?
I don't know. That's people think it's just so serious.
Wow.
Okay, so what is something that, let me see. So really, nobody's told you a time that... When is the time that you decided something was very serious? Like, so, so, so important that you could not do it wrong and couldn't mess it up? Did you ever have that idea in your life?
No.
Really?
No.
Never?
No.
Wow. What about when you did your performance on Friday?
Nobody told me to be serious about
it. But what about you? Did you ever tell yourself, like, this is really, 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 this is important. I have to get this thing.
No? I said, this is going to be the, I just have to, like, do this and be proud of myself and try to make it fun.
I like that. That was beautiful.
That's what I was thinking, kind of. Like, yeah. Okay. I was also a bit nervous.
Nice. Okay, what about with food?
What do you mean?
Did anybody ever tell you it was, like, very important? And very serious, and you really need to something about food. Either you really need to eat that or not eat it or something like that.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Who would do that?
Luna, I don't believe it. I've seen it. I've been there when you've had that conversation.
No.
Nobody's ever told you, don't eat this, don't eat that. This is going to ruin your life. This is going to ruin your teeth. This is going to do that. You better eat that. If you don't eat this, you're not going to blah, blah, blah. You're not going to have a good day. You've never had that conversation ever in your whole life.
Only with Oreos.
Only with Oreos? Okay, tell me about it.
Okay, you told me that Oreos will make my teeth black.
I said that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, but that's like only for a little bit, and then you could brush it off.
That's the only time.
That's the only time? Luna, I feel like you haven't been there during, like, meal times. Never? Luna, eat the food that's on your plate. Eat that. Don't eat this. You've never had that.
No.
Okay, what about with what about, has he ever been told something?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me. Like what?
Emily tells when he doesn't want to eat, it's like, you eat this. Eat its nose.
That's really, yes, right? You've seen that, right? It's not just me. No. You've seen that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, and that is, and that is, like, really strong, right?
This is like...
What do you think happens if you don't eat a food for that time?
Nothing.
Nothing, right?
Nothing but a little minus food in your life.
That's right. And you know that a lot of adults, most adults, are trying to eat less in their life so they can lose weight. Right? Yes or no?
Yeah, so most, why do you have to eat?
Exactly. Like, all the time you're a kid, you're like, eat your food, eat your food, eat your food, eat your food, eat your food. And then you become an adult, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm eating too much.
So why would you do that to your children?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I like the fast food thing where you have no food.
Well, that's true, right? That's kind of like a thing. Like, this is very...
Not like fast food like McDonald's.
No. But like, what about when I was like, hey, you drink soda, like, this gonna ruin your life or something like that? Did I ever say something like that?
The only time I think is when we were looking at the greens that in Diet Coke it had that thing that could poison you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
That was probably the only time.
Yeah. So it's like, oh, if you really have it. But really, the thing is, if you make it so serious and so crazy and you really like, this is going to ruin
it. It's going to be like that.
That's right. When you take it, you will feel bad. Like, that is so true. There is a documentary called Super Size Me. You never heard it, right? No. Okay, so I'll explain it to you. It's about a company called McDonald's, which you know of. Okay. And there's a guy that goes on there and he doesn't eat any meat. And he's like such a whatever. He's zero meat, vegetarian, only eats the most amazing, amazing food ever. And he says, if I have McDonald's, it is going to ruin my life and it's going to ruin me and I'm going to just feel horrible on this. It's the worst food ever. It's going to kill you. Anybody who eats McDonald's is going to destroy your life and everything, right? That's kind of what he thought. Guess what happens, Lona? He goes and he's going to go eat his first McDonald's burger ever in his life. What do you think happens when he takes a bite?
It's going to, like, ruin him.
Yes, Luna. The guy takes a bite and he goes crazy. He's like, bleh, bleh, and he literally throws up. Bleh, and he's like, he's horrible. But why was that?
Because he thought it was going to be horrible.
Because he thought it was going to be horrible. So this is going to be the worst in my life. And as soon as you think that, then when you go do it, it's going to be horrible.
If you say, this is going to make me be strong, you know what? It could actually do.
That's correct. That is correct. Absolutely. Because what your mind is more powerful than the thing. And most people don't do that. They say, no, you have to be very serious. That's really going to ruin you. It's going to make your life terrible. It's going to make you fat. It's going to make it. And make it really, really serious.
Serious forever!
And if you make it not serious or unserious, it's like...
It's going to be like the fattest thing.
Yeah. Oh!
In the world! Yep.
Yay! Do you want to know a story about Grandma Sulai?
Yeah.
So, she told me a story one time that when she was growing up... So she grew up in a really, really, really poor place in Venezuela. You know that, right? She was extremely, extremely, very, very, very poor. You didn't know?
No.
In like the poorest part of Venezuela. Like one of the poorest parts where it was her and I want to say it was like 6-7 people living in... Like a space, like one bedroom, like one bedroom, like 6 people living in there, in the mountains, and I believe no electricity, or not, like a really, really poor place, okay? And they had this drinking water, and they would drink it, and that's it. And then they also had like a bit of like a little pool. They had a little pool that was just like a little tub thing, and you'd go there. And what they would do is they would actually bathe in this pool, and a lot of kids, her several brothers, neighbors, and they'd go and swim in there. A lot of times you like pee in there or whatever. It's just like a pool and it just sits there. So she tells me one day she realized she was there. And there's like little animals, like the stuff growing there with the pee and like maybe someone might poop in there a little bit or whatever. And there's like the little animals. And one day, I guess she was a little bit older. Maybe she was 10 or something. I don't remember. And she said like, where does our water come from or something like that? She's like, oh, it comes from that thing. And the water was coming from that thing of water. It would rain. The rain would come in this tub and that's what they would drink. But that's where they were swimming and peeing and pooping. So my mom looks at the drinking water that she had and then she sees the animals and stuff and she's like, oh my gosh, I've been drinking this for years. So her water was literally part of the pee and the poop and the animals and the whole thing that all of these people would swim in this tub. That was her drinking water. But guess what? She wasn't sick. Nothing had happened to her because she didn't even think that this was a problem. And so, I don't know. Like, for me, I look at that and I was just like, okay, so then she don't want to drink it anymore. And I don't know what happened after that. But she got stronger because no matter what bacteria and stuff, and my mom almost never, ever, ever, ever gets sick with anything because her body's now so strong. It can deal with all that stuff. Now she takes any food and, like, she doesn't get sick. My mom, she doesn't get sick. She does not get sick because her body got all this attack and stuff and she was like, I can handle it. And if you can handle all that stuff, then you can pretty much handle anything. Except the other guy who took one McDonald's burger and he was puking. And this, at that time, the McDonald's burger would have probably been the healthiest thing my mom ever had because she didn't even have any food almost. Anyway, so that's just to give you an idea, Luna, serious and not serious. That was my lesson for today. I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, it's just that guy, he could have been so, like, this McDonald's burger is the best thing in the world for me. And then he eats it and then he could feel like he's in heaven.
Could have feel like he's in heaven, yes. Yes, I used to have a lot of that stuff. I mean, I don't think it's like I don't think it's good for you. I don't think it's a particular thing that's fantastic for you. And there are different other quality food, and we could talk about like all the little stuff. But at the same time, the more you really, really, really think the thing is going to be so bad for you, it could be more bad for you. With Amazon ads continually increasing in price, what is going to be your competitive edge? At Samurai Seller, we've created a software that helps you take control of your Amazon ads, not just with ad tools, but tools for analytics into your business and your profitability to make sure that you're always increasing in sales and in profit. Try it for an entire month for free on me. SamuraiSeller.com/start and get a free month of the cutting edge Samurai Seller software for Amazon performance. People often ask me, hey, can I sit down with you one-on-one? Let me pick your brain, get whatever info from you on how to sell on Amazon, how to get started. Well, guess what? You can sit one-on-one with me for more than 3 hours on my mini course, aaroncordovas.com/start. And I will sit down with you one-on-one and give you all the info that I think you need to get started on Amazon. I actually wanted to talk to you about school. Do you know homeschool? What do you know about homeschool?
Nothing. I never had homeschool.
So, the way that homeschool works, I don't know that much, really. But you have more time to do things because, like, in school, okay, in school, how much time are you really spending, like, really, really learning, fully, like, full attention and learning one thing?
Never.
Never. I didn't expect that answer. So what do you think?
Well, almost never.
Almost never, yeah. So like tell me like how much? Like you even do a little bit every day or maybe once a week or once a month or how much are you like I'm learning this and like
once
boom.
A year.
Once a year that you get something you're like, wow, I really learned something.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think that's like really good?
No.
No, right? So there's this lady, you know Grant Cardone's child, Sabrina.
Yeah.
So she does homeschool. She goes to school about 10 hours a week, which is like nothing. That's like 2 hours a day, very little. Instead of 8 hours a day, 2 hours a day. So a lot less. But then it's like, okay, good work. It's learning time right now. Boom, do this thing. Learn the one thing. One person working with you. You learn it. And now you know that thing. And then you could be done. And then you could do like other stuff, like start building a business or having fun or drawing or this or blah, I don't know. Like, that's how she did homeschool. Because you're spending time focused on that one thing and doing it fast, and boom, getting it done. What do you think about that idea?
I love doing that. But the thing is, we can't do homeschool.
Why?
Because you're in charge of a company. And I already asked Mama for homeschool, and she said no.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. We can make it not serious, and we can go for it anyway. We can do it anyway. You see? Oh, no, someone said no. Oh, no, someone said no. You see how you got a little bit serious there? Did you notice it? You're like, well, we can't do it. Is that serious or not serious?
It's a little bit serious.
A little bit serious. So you just be like, oh, oops, we could do it. Like, we could get a person who comes to the house and does the classes, and you learn
You're
them.
You're being serious.
I'm not being serious, but, like, I'm not joking. I learn that, and I go, why not? Why not? It's easier to just go to school because it's already done and set there and whatever. But is that the best thing? I don't know.
No, because really all I do is get forced to do one thing and I can't do anything else.
So, like, tell me, like what?
Like reading. Reading, you have to read one particular book and you can't, like, read anything else and it's not fun. And right. If you do homeschool, you can pick out the book, but at least if you read the whole thing, it's still learning.
That's right.
But it's any book. That's right. So.
And then you pick the things that you want to learn, right?
Yeah.
And I could also help you, like, I like this book, right?
Like Narnia.
Yeah, we're reading Narnia right now.
Because there's certain books in school that you're not allowed to read.
That's true.
And that's so, why would you even have
Do you know what I used to do when I was in fifth grade?
What?
So, at the time, the Harry Potter books came out like 2 years before or 3 years before, but it was kind of new. Like, it just got into the school. And we were supposed to do it later or some other place. And we were supposed to do some work. I forgot what the work was, but I was always sneaky. And I would take it and, like, everybody's doing some work. And I would just take it. I'm reading my Harry Potter book. And I read it the whole day. I do nothing except read it. And then I'd, like, get caught in trouble. And I'd be like, oops. Oh. And then I would pretend to do some work or something. And then when the teacher's not looking, I'd read again. And I just spent reading the thing I wanted to read. Even though I'm not even in homeschool. I would just not do work. And I'd do what I want to do anyway. But then I'd get in trouble. And I told you one time when I was sent to kindergarten, right?
No.
I didn't tell you? Okay, so let me tell the story because I think
if you got sent to kindergarten, you have so much free time. So then you can just read the book and that would be amazing.
But that's right. Here's what happened. So I'll give you the story. So in school, I was like a troublemaker, Luna. Can you believe that? I was always getting in trouble because I was talking to people. And I would talk to people and then I was told I had to be serious. And that's, I think, how I got serious because so many people told me, you need to be serious. You need to be serious. This is class time. This is not chatting time. This is blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, it's not chatting time. And then I'd go to the talk and then, oh, no. Okay, I got to be serious. Okay, I got to really. And so I was trying to get myself to become serious because that's what I was told was good. Being very serious and paying attention to the class and, like, doing the work. And then I'd do the work and then I'm falling asleep and, like, and I'd be so confused and I didn't know what to do. And then I'd talk. And, anyway.
That's because you can't let other people control you.
Yeah, I mean, you could. So here's the thing. You can decide when to be controlled and when to not be controlled. Because sometimes being controlled is good. Like, let's say you go to a gym to train how to do, I don't know, a backflip. Do you want the person who's teaching you backflips to control you?
Yeah.
Probably, right? But maybe you don't want someone to control you that's telling you to do something that is not good, right? Okay. Yeah. Like someone's telling you, hey, why don't you just try this little bit of
drug,
right? Like, you want that person
Marijuana.
To control you?
No.
No. But do you want, like, a person who's going to tell you, hey, these are all the ways to make a great product to sell and have a lot of fun. Do you want that person to control?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. So, excellent. Anyway, I'm in this class. It was fifth grade. Lady's named Mrs. Gonzalez. No one will ever find her because there's so many Mrs. Gonzalez in the world. And I was in class, and here's the deal. The classroom, Luna, was a big L. Sorry, it was like a big horseshoe. Like, there's maybe, like, 13 seats this way, or maybe 15 seats this way, 15 seats this way, and 15 seats this way. Okay? It's like a U, right? Like a horseshoe. And then in the middle are the troublemaker students. So there's 5 seats in the middle. Okay? It's like 4 together and then 1 right there. And so I started out in the horseshoe section, and I was just talking too much. I was being too not serious, so I was sent to the middle so I could learn a lesson. And, like, they're going to make an example of, like, me as a student, and I need to go and learn. I don't know if this kind of stuff happens in your school. But anyway, so I was sent to the middle. All the troublemaker kids, all the guys who are just always in trouble, and I was one of them. So I'm in the middle. And after about a week,
I'm still getting in trouble. And I'm getting like, they had a little thing was like how good you behaved, and it would be called a conduct cut. They would cut your conduct. You start at like A, and you get a cut, you go to B, and you go to C, and then you go to D, and then you go to F. And every time it's like, you're getting a conduct cut, boy. And then conduct cut, I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be more serious. And that would happen to me, right? And so anytime they'll be threatening, you're going to get a conduct cut. That's kind of how it was, okay? And so I would get this conduct cut. It's like, you're getting, and I'm always in trouble. And then so what happened is in the middle of the class, they have the four seats and they have one seat. So I ended up having, I was in the one seat. And then later on, the teacher, she was so mad at me that she moved the seat of four, the four seats, she moved them away from me, so I'm by myself. I'm in a desk by myself. The other four troublemaker kids are close to me, but like from here to like over there to the computer, they're over there, everyone else is way out there, and I'm literally over here on an island by myself, and I'm like, okay, what do I do? I'm supposed to be sad and serious because that's what the teacher told me, but then I'm like, okay, I'm going to try not to do that.
I was reading my book.
That's right. But then she would say, even that, I would still talk to them from afar, like, hey, oh, my buddy Mark or Edgar or whoever it was. And I would talk to him. And then I kept getting into trouble still, even there. And then the teacher says, she's been saying it for the whole year, but she said, I'm going to send you to kindergarten because you're acting like a child that you are. And yeah. And she was like, I'm like, oh, no, don't send me to kindergarten. And the whole class is like, ooh, right? And she would say that a lot. And one day she said, that's it. And she was so angry, right? Like,
like a big octopus head.
Yes, like that. She's like, you're going to kindergarten right now. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to go. Okay, so I'm leaving the kindergarten.
No, that's actually good. So then the teacher's like, oh, you're a little baby. You can do whatever you want. And then you can read your book.
So this is what happened. So I go to kindergarten. And I arrived there like this, like, I'm now serious. I've become serious. The teacher has told me, you need to be so serious in this. So I'm like, now all serious. I'm like, going to the class, like, you know. And then so I arrived to the kindergarten class. And I tell, you know, the teacher, I forgot. I don't even know the teacher's name because I met her once, right? And I said, like, okay, I'm here because I'm in the class. And she goes, welcome to our class. Like, come and join us. We're singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And it's a bunch of little kids. And they're like, row, row, row your boat. And I'm like, this is amazing. So I sit with the kids and I'm singing row, row, row your boat. And then we're singing like, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. And I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is so much better than fifth grade. So then I'm hanging out. So we sing for like, I don't know, we sing like seven songs. And I was like, this is amazing. And then it's like, coloring time. And I was like, okay, let's do some coloring. So I joined the kids. And these kids are amazing for me. Like, they would look at me and they're like, this guy is amazing. Like, we have a big kid coming. And so I would draw with them and helping them draw shapes. And I'd be like, you did a great drawing. You did a great drawing. And I'm helping the teacher, helping the kids. Everyone's happy. It's an amazing time. And the kids, they kept making like a boat or something. Or they kept making like a shape. But on these papers, and they never could make it. They're trying to do a cutout. Okay. But you know, if you're trying to cut in the middle, you can't just cut into it because then you have a hole leading up to it, right? So I showed them a trick. You fold it.
And then you cut it.
So I'm like, you fold it. And I remember all the kids are, I'm like, do you guys know how to cut in the middle? And they're like, no. And I'm like, let me show you. And they're all like, no. Like, I'm like this amazing person who knows so much stuff, right? So they look at me. And then I fold the paper and I cut. And then I showed it to them like a circle in the middle. And they're like, oh! And they were just like, so excited. Like seriously? Opposite of serious. They were just so happy. And then all of that, and then we're just cutting and making shapes and coloring, and they were having a blast, and every single one of them would bring it to me. Do you see I did it? You see I did it? I did a circle. And anyway, this was like one of the most fun days I've had in the entirety of my school life. I forgot what else we did. Then we glued stuff. We put things together. Okay. So I'm there the whole day. It's close to the day is ending. So it's like, I don't know. I think the school ends at 3 or something like that, right? It's like 2:45, 2:30, and I have to go back to my class. So I go, and I'm leaving the class. I go, kids, I love you. And I give them all hugs and this. And it was like so special. And I'm like, I wish I can come here back. And they asked me, like, are you coming back? And I'm like, I hope so, but I don't think I'll come back. I think this will be it. But like, oh my gosh. They're like, no, please come. Anyway, it was amazing. When I was leaving, Luna, they made this amazing picture, okay? Or like the cutouts that they were doing, they did one that said, my name, Aaron. And then it was like the kids and smiley faces. And it was a beautiful piece of paper they made for me. I said, oh my gosh, these kids love me. This is amazing. I was so proud of this paper. I said, oh my gosh, these kids are amazing. So then, so I go back to my class, right? And now I forget that I'm supposed to be serious and this. I'm just having the time of my life. When I get back to my class, I walk in and Mrs. Gonzalez, she goes, so Aaron, welcome back. How was it? Right?
And he's like, amazing.
So I said, that was so much fun. I went there and we sang. And while I'm talking, the whole class is laughing. Everybody's laughing. They're cracking up. And the teacher's like, oh. And I'm like, yeah, we had a great time. And we did it in color. And we did this. And she's like, so did you learn your lesson? And she's like, you're not supposed to have fun. And get back in your chair and this and whatever. But as I was leaving, Aluna, this is the thing, right? I'm like, I'm so not serious, and she's yelling at me, but I don't care, because I just had the time of my life. I'm like, send me to kindergarten anytime you want. She's out of things to do to me. But then I have my paper, and I said, like, well, the kids made this for me. And she's like, oh, you have to be serious, Laura. So she, how do you think she can make things so serious for me?
Rip up the paper.
Rip up the paper. So she grabbed the paper, and she ripped it in front of it, and I was like, oh, no, my paper, the kid. But guess what?
What?
I was over it, okay? A day later, half a day later, whatever. I'm over it. And I'm in the class and I'm having fun. And guess what? She no longer can threaten me to go to kindergarten class. She can't. She can't threaten me to go to kindergarten class. She can't give me bad grades because I'm smart and I'm doing all my work. And she can't do anything else to me. So she did all the worst things she could do. And it backfired. Even if she ripped the thing, what is she going to do next? What is she going to do? Take my clothes off? Like, pull down my pants? Like, I don't know. She couldn't do anything. And the thing is, Luna, I'm not serious. No matter how hard she tried, the person who got the last laugh was me, because I don't care. She grew up on my paper. She couldn't take away my memory of the fun time with those kids. And she knows that she made a happy day for me when she was trying to threaten me. So she might be feeling sad. Or maybe she said, you know what? Life is not so serious. I don't think that happened, but I hope one day she'll realize that, like, life and learning doesn't happen when you're so serious and so hateful and so blah. It doesn't work.
You know what? If I'm going to ever be a teacher, I know what I want to do. I want to be a teacher that every day you get to do what you want, as long as you're doing something and you finish that thing.
Brilliant. Just do stuff. Yeah, get things done. Anyway, so that's the story, Luna, I wanted to share with you about school and about being serious. And it's the same thing with work, Luna. You do a work and you have fun. And when I did my business, I wasn't like, Amazon is so hard. Doing products is hard. Oh, it takes 10 years to do it. I'm like, let me throw it. Let me just put it up and see what happens. I'm going to make something that's amazing, that works good, and put it up and sell it. And I hope it's going to sell. And then you're like, oops, it started selling. How did that happen? Oh, and the next thing you know, like, everything's happening. And it wasn't a serious thing, Luna.
It was fun.
It was fun. I was like, oh my gosh. It's like basically a video game. It's like playing a video game. A fun video game, not a bad video game, because some video games are like just, oh, it gets all serious. It's a fun thing where you put it up. Someone buys it and you're like, wow, I just did that. And guess what? I didn't have someone to tell me, like, you need to go to college to learn to do this, because you need business and you need to study for 10 years to learn how hard it is to do the thing so you can learn the exact things to do, because otherwise you're going to fail and you're going to... No, I said, you know what? I have a job. I have everything doing this, and I'm going to try this over here and see if it works. And it started working. And then eventually, then you have all the stuff you see here. So anyway, Luna, I just want to show that to you, since I'm your dad and I want to share things with you and I get to tell you the things I want to tell you. And today, I just want to tell you that if you make life not serious and make it unserious, everything is easier.